This month, our feature album is Wind and Water, the third LP from the Stiff Gins. In a minute or two, we're going to hear another track, but first, Nardi Simpson talks about one of the songs off the new album.
Kalina and I, our Stiff Gins, were born in Redfern. Our first gig was in Redfern. We met at TAFE in Redfern, and we learnt who we were going to be as a partnership in that place. As a lot of people, you know, gravitated towards there from different places, but when all that stuff happened and, you know, the young fella was came off his bike and passed away, and I sat there that night watching those riots, like watching the riot squad standing in front of Redfern Station where me and Kalina walked down every weekday, and seeing, like, it was like Palestine or, you know, Libya.
It was here in Sydney's inner west, in a community they call The Block, that 17-year-old Thomas Hickey fell from his bike yesterday, becoming impaled on a fence. He died later in hospital. His family and members of the Aboriginal community point the finger at police. Thomas Hickey, or TJ, was the oldest of seven children and Gail Hickey's only son. She says she'll begin her own investigation tomorrow with the support of friends.
Every black child is frightened of the police. As soon as they see them, they just chase them for no reason.
And this is a classic case of the way police are treating Aboriginal people, particularly here at The Block.
I couldn't believe that that place had transformed into something that angry, because it's a place of real joy for me. And on the day that they buried him up in Walgett, my dad went to the funeral up there, and I went to a memorial march that was held down Redfern, and the march, like, we met at The Block, and we went past the place. He came off his bike, we went to the old police station there, and gave over a list of 17 demands that the community wanted answered from what happened on that night. And then we went back down the block and had barbecue. And I remember that when we were leaving, it just rained. It was an incredible amount of water. And I just was, you know, the whole experience of what we'd just done was really emotional, but that rain just had a real significance to me. And I spoke to Dad later that night and asked him how everything went up there, and he said, you know, the strangest thing happened, that the night before it just pelted down, and that was a long time of drought up there in Walgett. And it just rained and rained, and he said at 10 o'clock when that funeral started, the rain stopped. And I said, oh, the opposite thing happened in Sydney. It was no coincidence that rain came in those two places that were, you know, important in that young man's life. I link him with that rain, and that rain is life. When Kalina and I were starting to learn language, we went to the archives. I went and asked IATSIS down in Canberra if they had any Yuwalare and Gamilaroi songs, and they said, oh, they gave me a sheet of stuff that they had recorded. And his old uncle up in Lightning Ridge, and he was talking about Gogo, and he said back in the days when someone died, we'd retire their name, or, you know, leave their name, and they'd be called Gogo. So this one's Gogo. It's really interesting, that idea of home and country and place, and, you know, it's hard to still have connections with home when you're living out of country, but it happens, you know, and Redfern and Walgett and all these places are important to me too, so it meant a lot for me to write something good and write something well about that experience, because if I would have written a crappy song, you know, I would have done even more damage than anything. But just, you know, coming at it from respect and acknowledging people and place, I think, you know, when we sing that song in the right situation, we actually sang it last night in a room of 600 people, and everyone was drinking and eating, and we started singing and it just went quiet, and not because of me or Kalina, but because of the story and the spirit of that young man. So we make sure we do it properly when we do it.
Nardi Simpson from the Stiff Gins, talking about Gogo, a track from our feature album Wind and Water. And it's their homage to that young man, TJ Hickey, who died in the inner Sydney suburb of Redfern in 2004.